Hi there. Welcome back to lesson four, where we're going to be talking about getting grounded and what does it mean to be grounded and where can feelings of being ungrounded stem from? And let's just talk about it all. So, first of all, do any of these things sound familiar? At certain points in your day, do you feel like you're kind of spinning in a million different directions and overwhelmed and stressed out? Do you suffer from panic or anxiety? Do you ever feel discombobulated? I think that's a great word. Do you have trouble speaking or even communicating? It doesn't have to be on a great stage, but do you sometimes just have these feelings where you just can't get everything out? Or do you feel like you have so many thoughts running around in your brain you can't focus on everything you need to? Now, you don't necessarily have to have a diagnosis of having ADHD or, having some sort of hyperactive disorder to feel these way. You can, in fact, just be ungrounded. And feeling ungrounded can stem from trying to accomplish too many things at the same time. It can come from being flooded by thoughts, feelings, and emotions and being empathic or psychically intuitive and being a medium and not knowing it. It can be finding yourself in a situation that doesn't align with your values or your goals or your purpose and feeling like you're sort of forced or having to be somewhere you maybe don't necessarily want to be. And it can be just because you're operating on different levels, like shifting from, being at work where you're just centered around one thing, looking at a computer or focusing on one job, and then coming home to kids and family and food and everything else that's going on. The thing is that we are less grounded now than we have ever been in our entire lives. A lot of that has to do with technology, social media, video games, has to do with being so centered around life being all about work, 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 do, 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 do. Has a lot to do with not being out in nature. And it even has to do with now being human beings that wear shoes. Years ago, we walked around on the universe or on the world with bare feet. That was the only thing that we had was our feet connected to Mother Earth. Then, as we developed, we made shoes. They were made out of leather, so we still have a super grounding connection to animals and nature and to Earth. But then we started making substances and material that was not from nature, like rubber and different things that didn't necessarily come from source. So that prevented us from being grounded and connected to the earth, which keeps us calm, which keeps us present in the moment, which keeps us physically healed, keeps us centered in our body, keeps our mental mindset able to be calm and no longer overwhelmed in our nervous system. And it helps us to nurture and have compassion for ourselves. Because when we're grounded, we're very much into ourselves, very much connected with ourselves. So the question is, how do you ground yourself? Well, I could tell you what every psychic medium would say. You do close your eyes, do a visualization, see this grounding cord coming out of your feet, going into Mother Earth, wrapping around a giant bowl quartz or boulder or a rose quartz. I tried to say both words at once there, and then coming up through the ground and attaching to the bottoms of your feet. Visually, you can see yourself being grounded in a meditation. But I found that when I taught this to students, they were just like, "What? Huh? You mean I can just be grounded and like chill? Like that's it?" But there's more to it. You can ground yourself by breath work. You can ground yourself by prioritizing your physical wellness through sleep, nutrition, and exercise. You can ground yourself by getting out in nature. You can ground yourself by finding the magic and the grounding connection in music. You can do something soothing and tactile to ground yourself, like getting a massage. You can ground yourself by washing your hands. You can ground yourself by eating something. You can ground yourself by giving someone a hug. You can ground yourself by sitting outside of a tree. There's a lot of different ways that you can ground yourself, but it's all centered around your nervous system and taking note of how your body feels. Now, you may enjoy one grounding technique over another. I enjoy swimming and I enjoy being outside walking in bare feet. You might say, "Oh my God, I'm deathly afraid of water. So instead, I would rather read or I would rather build a sandcastle on the sand." You may enjoy meditation. Some may not. You may enjoy cooking and baking and having your hands in the dough and the flour and the spices. Some may say, I don't like it outside. I have allergies. So instead, you may enjoy sitting in your lounge or your office and your bedroom listening to music and connecting with the dopamine and the chemicals that are released when you listen to the music of your choice. You may enjoy gardening or painting or petting your dog or your cat, washing the dishes, chopping vegetables, throwing a ball. All of those things are grounding. And those things take us away from catastrophizing things in our lives. They take us away from overthinking, from unsettled thoughts and feelings. They put us back into our mind and our body. And by being in our body, we start to breathe. And if we start to breathe, we start to get a different perspective. And then we start to get grounded and we start to heal. I encourage you to try a million and one, which maybe there is a million and one different ways to ground, but you have to just start doing it. You have to take small steps and you have to realize that in the beginning, it will be something very purposeful that you'll have to do. Oh, right, I'm not grounded. I'm feeling unsettled. I'm feeling like this. I'm catastrophizing things again. By being ungrounded, it can be a sign that we're out of our depth in the terms of our capabilities. We may feel basically like we're in over our head. And by getting grounded, we can regain our confidence again. And sometimes that's just about stepping away from the circle or the bubble or the stressful situation. The biggest thing I can tell you in this lesson is to make friends with your inner critic. One of the reasons we might feel ungrounded is we're trying to achieve too much in the amount of time that we have, especially if we're aiming for perfection, and I know all about that. In reality, if your goals and targets are not achieved based on your time, your ability, or things outside of your control, then you end up setting yourself up for failure. In these moments, your inner critic is going to pipe up and have so many critical and judgmental things to say. So you can ignore it, which sometimes doesn't always work. You can appreciate it, thank your thoughts and consider them, and move on. Or you can engage with it out of a place of curiosity and ask yourself, what are you the most worried about on my behalf? But when you do those things, you begin to come back to a centered place, back to a place of setting boundaries, and back to a place of really connecting with you. Grounding is the number one thing you can do to strengthen your well-being, your mental, emotional, and physical self. So I hope I've brought you a little bit back to basics and you'll just consider some new, different, exciting, and fun ways to ground yourself and then reap the rewards from all of that. Because I promise you, there is nothing better than feeling grounded and rooted within yourself. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.